Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni. Published in 2016, this insightful book examines the critical importance of teamwork in today's business landscape and offers practical strategies for cultivating successful teams. Lencioni, a renowned consultant and speaker with a plethora of bestsellers under his belt, introduces a framework for identifying, hiring, and nurturing ideal team players. The ideal team player is essential for human resources specialists and business leaders aiming to enhance team dynamics, as well as for professionals keen to improve their teamwork skills and employees facing challenges in team settings. Join us as we explore how the intersection of humility, hunger, and people smarts define the quintessential team player, and how you can leverage these traits to transform your team into a formidable unit poised for success. Tune in and discover how to turn group efforts into your competitive advantage in the workplace. The Ideal Team Player: How to Recognize and Cultivate the Three Essential Virtues, a Leadership Fable. Introduction: Why Everyone Needs to Be a Team Player. In a world where groundbreaking successes like the Apple iPhone, Pixar's Up, and Wikipedia dominate, the era of the solitary genius is evidently over. Today, innovation is a team sport, but crafting a cohesive team is hardly a walk in the park. From personality clashes to differing work ethics, a lot can go wrong, potentially stifling creativity and productivity. So, what's the secret to building an effective team capable of delivering groundbreaking results? This summary delves deep into the art of team building, highlighting three quintessential traits that define the ideal team player. These traits not only enhance individual performance, but also ensure that the entire team functions more effectively. Throughout this discussion, you will discover that the most effective employees are those who routinely go above and beyond their assigned duties. It's about adding value that extends beyond the basics of the job description. Moreover, we'll explore the intriguing notion that teams consisting of average players can, under certain circumstances, outshine teams filled with top-tier talent. This counterintuitive insight suggests that stellar group dynamics might trump individual brilliance. Finally, why would the interaction between a job candidate and a receptionist be critically revealing? It turns out that these small interactions can speak volumes about a candidate's suitability for a team, highlighting traits that might not be evident through traditional evaluation methods alone. Understanding these elements not only aids in forming an excellent team, but also in nurturing the environment that fosters these qualities among existing team members. This is a comprehensive guide for anyone looking to enhance not only their team's cohesiveness, but also their bottom-line results. Part 1: The Pitfalls of a Superstar Team That Doesn't Gel. Imagine a soccer team bursting with top-tier talent, but consistently losing matches. It's a puzzling scenario, but such teams often exemplify a dysfunctional dynamic, which can be broken down into five critical flaws. Firstly, there's a frequent lack of cohesion over personal ambition. In such teams, individual members may prioritize their successes over the group's objectives. Picture a star player who opts to aim for the goal himself rather than pass to an ideally positioned teammate. This selfish action can cost the team crucial scoring opportunities and ultimately, the win. Secondly, dysfunctional teams often exhibit a troubling deficit in accountability. If a team member consistently shows up late or unprepared without consequences, it sets a precedent that lackluster commitment is tolerable. This attitude can infect the team, eroding standards and undermining overall performance. The third flaw hinges on commitment, or the lack thereof. Teams may agree on a strategy, but if even one player diverges during the actual game, the whole plan can crumble. This lack of adherence to agreed-upon tactics can lead to chaotic and unsuccessful outcomes. Next, a dysfunctional team might avoid conflict to its detriment. Team members who steer clear of healthy debates or constructive criticism allow unresolved issues to simmer, potentially escalating into bigger problems that could have been managed or avoided altogether. Lastly, a fundamental lack of trust can severely impair team dynamics. When team members conceal their weaknesses and hesitate to seek help, it not only limits their effectiveness but also prevents the building of trust among the team. This mistrust can circulate, creating an environment where support and collaboration are scant. To steer clear of these pitfalls, focus on nurturing true team players within your organization. These individuals should possess strong interpersonal skills and a robust work ethic. It's crucial to foster an environment that attracts and retains such talent, as team players are unlikely to thrive in or stick with a dysfunctional setting. Moving forward, investing in the right people is paramount. By identifying and cultivating three key traits in your employees, you can ensure your teams are not only talented, but also cohesive and effective. Let's dive deeper into these essential traits that make or break successful team dynamics. Part 2: Identifying the insatiable hunger in ideal team players. Imagine you're sifting through resumes and interviewing potential new hires. You stumble upon a candidate with a stellar resume, but you're looking to dig deeper. Is this person truly a team player? To find out, it's essential to identify three key virtues, all of which are critical for ensuring your prospective hire excels not just on paper, but in team dynamics as well. The first, and perhaps most impactful, of these virtues is hunger. Hungry individuals are ceaselessly driven, constantly seeking out new challenges, more responsibilities, and additional learning opportunities. They go well beyond the call of duty, driven by an innate passion and commitment to their work. This kind of hunger in an employee can significantly propel your team forward. Contrast this with team members who do only what's necessary. While they may not be doing anything wrong per se, their lack of drive can act as a brake on your team's progress. They fulfill their roles, yes, but they don't push the envelope or inspire others to do so. A team infused with hungry individuals doesn't just run, it soars. These are the employees who don't need nudging or constant supervision. They are self-motivated, always thinking a few steps ahead and spotting opportunities where others see none. This phenomenon can be seen in sports as well. A soccer team, more modest in talent but united by a collective hunger to win, can outperform teams with higher individual star power because they train harder and push their limits further. However, identifying a hungry worker is often easier said than done, and inciting this trait in others is even more challenging. Measurements like hours spent in the office or productivity levels can provide hints about an individual's drive, but transforming a content worker into a hungry one is a tall order. Many people are content with maintaining the status quo because it affords them more leisure time and less stress. But, on rare occasions, a highly motivated, hungry employee can influence their peers, sparking a rise in general team motivation and drive. Although inspiring, remember that hunger is just one of the three critical traits that comprise the ideal team player. Next, let's delve into the other two essential attributes you should look for in your team members. Part 3: The Power of Social Intelligence in Team Dynamics. While cultivating a team of driven individuals is crucial, it's equally important to have team players who possess social intelligence. It's important to clarify that in this context, being smart isn't about intellectual prowess, but rather about mastering social skills, which are indispensable in a team setting. Socially smart individuals exhibit a deep understanding of interpersonal dynamics. They are adept at reading the room, gauging the mood, recognizing unspoken tensions, and understanding the various personalities that make up the team. This ability enables them to navigate complex group interactions smoothly and with tact. Such employees are typically the ones who can sense underlying emotions during a team discussion. They are active listeners, excellent communicators, and they know how to pose meaningful questions that propel conversations forward and encourage deeper engagement from others. Identifying someone with strong social skills might seem straightforward, but often those lacking in this area can fly under the radar, masquerading their deficiencies behind a facade of technical expertise or intense drive. These individuals may not even be aware of their shortfall in social skills until it's brought to their attention, and once realized, it can often explain a lingering sense of not fitting in with the team. Addressing a lack of social smarts is crucial not just for individual development, but for the health of the entire team. Fortunately, many who recognize this gap in their abilities are eager to improve, driven by their discomfort with not fully integrating into the team fabric. So why is social intelligence so critical? Teams that are socially adept are generally immune to the pitfalls of dysfunction we previously explored. For instance, individuals with solid social skills naturally foster trust as they empathize and connect with their colleagues. They handle conflicts constructively, knowing how to assert themselves without disrupting team harmony. In essence, the social smartness of team members is invaluable for nurturing a cooperative and productive team environment. Without robust social skills, the smooth functioning of a team becomes a challenging, if not impossible, endeavor. Part 4. Humility, the cornerstone of teamwork. Humility might not be the first trait that springs to mind when thinking about the characteristics of a successful team player, but it's often the glue that holds a cohesive team together. Humble team members place the group's objectives and the well-being of their colleagues above their personal ambitions and egos. In a team setting, the humble individual does not prioritize status or recognition. Instead, they focus on collective achievements and are quick to acknowledge the contributions made by others. This not only bolsters team spirit, but also ensures that respect is evenly distributed among all team members, regardless of their role or rank. However, a lack of humility can be toxic to team dynamics. Consider team members who vie for the spotlight. They may undermine teamwork by competing with colleagues for attention or recognition. Such behavior can lead to resentment, disrupt group harmony, and ultimately impede the team's ability to achieve its goals. Take, for example, a team brainstorming session for a new product name. When a suggested name gains widespread approval, a humble team member would join in the celebration of this collaborative success. Conversely, someone lacking humility might attempt to discredit the idea or continue pushing their suggestions, not out of a genuine belief in their merit, but simply to regain the spotlight. This lack of humility often reveals itself as an excessive preoccupation with one's status, much like the soccer player who, focused solely on personal glory, neglects to perform optimally for the team. A team member who truly embodies humility avoids such pitfalls, focusing instead on what benefits the team as a whole. True humility is subtle. It does not parade itself. Ironically, those who frequently highlight their own humility are often among the least humble. Real humility manifests in genuine, often quiet, acts of service and consideration for others. For instance, a truly humble person might unknowingly reveal their character in small, telling moments, such as spontaneously expressing gratitude to staff at all levels, from executives to interns. Ultimately, humility in a team player helps to create an environment of mutual respect and collaboration, essential for any team striving for excellence and effective teamwork. Part 5. Mastering the art of identifying the ideal team player in interviews. Job interviews can be notoriously stressful for both parties involved. Candidates often rehearse answers they believe interviewers want to hear, which can cloud genuine insights into their personality and work ethic. So, how can you effectively determine if a candidate possesses the traits of an ideal team player during this process? The key lies in vigilantly seeking the three essential virtues of a team player during interviews: humility, hunger, and social intelligence. Observing these traits in action can be subtle yet revealing. One practical approach is to observe how a candidate interacts with everyone in the office. For example, noting whether the candidate thanks the secretary for a cup of coffee can provide clues about their humility. It's small gestures like these that often reveal a person's true character. Similarly, a candidate's self-awareness and interpersonal skills can be gauged through how they describe themselves. Asking for a few adjectives they believe represent their personality not only shows how well they understand and view themselves, but also tests their social intelligence. To assess their hunger, consider asking about their past pursuits, such as their dedication during high school or involvement in competitive sports. These contexts can highlight a person's drive and work ethic, indicating how much they are willing to push themselves. Moreover, setting clear expectations about accountability in your company during the interview can help deter those who might lack the necessary drive or cannot perform under pressure. Such straightforwardness can filter out candidates who are not well suited for your team dynamics. Utilizing a team approach to the interview process can also enrich the assessment. Conducting interviews with multiple team members or discussing a one-on-one interview with colleagues can provide diverse perspectives on the candidate's virtues. Each member might notice different aspects or interactions, providing a well-rounded view of the candidate's potential as a team player. A team-style interview reveals how candidates handle interacting with multiple people at once, further informing you about their ability to navigate social situations. After any one-on-one sessions, it's crucial for the team to convene and share observations. This collaborative evaluation process ensures that all essential virtues are thoroughly assessed, helping to identify any potential gaps or confirm the presence of the qualities you seek in a new hire. Thus, mastering these interview techniques can significantly enhance your ability to select candidates who truly embody the ideal qualities of a team player. Part 6. Enhancing your team's dynamic by fostering key virtues. To transform good employees into exceptional team players, it's essential to focus on cultivating three core virtues across your staff: humility, hunger, and social intelligence. Here's how you can detect these traits among your current employees and encourage their development to benefit the entire team. Start by establishing clear criteria for each virtue and assess how well your employees align with these standards. Encourage self-reflection by having team members evaluate their own behaviors and situations where these virtues were or were not evident. For instance, you might ask an employee to recount a recent instance where they had to navigate a complex social situation at work or how they handled a project under tight deadlines. Identifying areas where an employee may lack one of these virtues is only the beginning. The next crucial step is facilitating their growth in these areas. Most people are capable of developing these virtues with guidance and conscious effort. This could involve structured feedback sessions where you point out specific instances where an employee could have demonstrated better teamwork, or recognizing and celebrating examples of these virtues in action. It's important, however, to recognize when an employee shows resistance to embracing these virtues. In such cases, despite your best efforts, it might be necessary to consider if they can fit into the team culture you are striving to build. To truly embed these virtues into your company culture, they should be more than just ideals. They must be actionable and visible in daily interactions. This means consistently reinforcing these values in everything from team meetings to performance reviews. Applaud behaviors that exemplify these virtues, such as an employee showing exceptional initiative or navigating a team conflict with empathy and effectiveness. Leadership should also set the example by embodying these virtues. When leaders display humility, hunger, and social intelligence, they not only set the standard but also create an environment where these traits are valued and emulated. Ultimately, building these virtues into your company culture isn't just about improving individual employees. It's about creating a cohesive, dynamic, and effective team that can achieve extraordinary results together. This strategic focus on nurturing key virtues ensures not only individual development, but also collective success. Final summary. The fundamental takeaway from this discussion on team dynamics is that there are three non-negotiable virtues every team player must possess for a team to thrive: hunger, social intelligence, and humility. Hunger drives a team member to consistently exceed expectations, pushing the team towards excellence. Social intelligence enables smooth, effective communication and collaboration within the team, ensuring that operations run seamlessly. Humility allows individuals to put the team's goals above their personal ambitions, fostering a supportive and unified team environment. Without a balance of these critical traits in every member, a team's potential can be significantly hindered, affecting overall performance and success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.